We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Oh, the show is starting at a perfect time for me. I dipped into the Halloween candy beforehand. Who doesn't? You've got the big bag. You buy it a week in advance. Who are you kidding? We got to get the Halloween candy. You know, that's my wife and I. We got to make sure we don't forget. So you get it like a week in advance. You know why you're doing it, because you're going to be ripping into that bag. So I was breaking into the Twix, the Three Musketeers. My favorite is the fun size Snickers. Got to be fun size, not the little squares, the fun size. So I dipped into that earlier. Then you start coming, you hit that sugar high, and then you start, you know, coming to. So the show is great because we've got some great highlights to get to tonight. So this will get me pumped back up. Welcome. What a crazy week of upsets and a wild finish. None of the teams that were expected to win, at least that came in as the favorites, they all left with L's. And a crazy week 9 of the college football season. So let's get to the highlights from the past weekend, and then we'll look ahead. Only 3 games on the schedule. We'll try to get to some basketball news. And Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, will be along later. He'll talk about the big win over Oklahoma and looking ahead to the Sunflower Showdown. So we'll start with Kansas State and Oklahoma. 48-41, it was the first home victory for the Wildcats over Oklahoma since 1996. And just their 4th win ever over a top 5 team. And it also snapped the Sooners' nation-leading 22-game road win streak, a span of just over 5 years. And it looked like it was going to be 23 for the Sooners after OU jumped out to a 10-0 lead on this 10-yard run from Jalen Hurts. Toby Rowland with the call.
In motion, CD behind the formation. Hurts back to pass. Steps up, wants to run it himself to the 10, to the 5, to the 2. Pushed backwards. There's a scrum. Sooners are pushing into the end zone. No signal yet. Jogging in. Touchdown!
Kansas State started their comeback. A couple of short touchdown runs. They found themselves to within 20-17 when Skylar Thompson, the quarterback, scored the 2nd of his 4 touchdowns in the game. This was their longest touchdown of the game. It It was from 14 yards out. Wyatt Thompson on the call.
Third and 10 Cats at the Sooner 14-yard line, trailing in the game 20-17 with 30 seconds to go, second period. Here come the Sooners. Thompson runs. He's at the 10, to the 5. Wildcat touchdown! Wildcat touchdown! Skyler Thompson from 14 yards away, and K-State has the lead with 23 seconds to go in the period.
A Sooners field goal made it 24-23. K-State was on top, and then they rattled off 24 straight points, and this may have been the dagger because they had a 34-23 lead. OU was about to get the ball back, but then special teams comes up big for K-State.
Trey Brown, T.J. Pledger back deep. Nick McClellan kicking off today. This one will be high and short, far side. That ball is live, and Oklahoma will field it with Pledger. And now a loose ball. Did Kansas State get on it? They're signaling they did, and I think they got it. Let's see what the officials signal. Nothing from the officials just yet. K-State is saying they have it. Let's see. They're unearthing that pile. K-State football, they've got it!
That was a big momentum swing. So they score, but then OU tried to make their comeback after being down 48-23. Hurts wasted little time getting the ball to C.D. Lamb.
Hurts 9 of 13 passing, back to pass. Looks underneath, slip screen to C.D. Lamb. Dances away from one guy, goes outside, cuts it up across the 35-40, has a hole to the 50, midfield, breaks a tackle, steps out, he's gone! 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. Touchdown, a 70-yard strike from Jalen Hurts to C.D. Lamb.
No disrespect to K-State at all, but you look at the skill and the fact that you're down by that much, 48-23, you come back into the game, you're a touchdown behind, and you go for the onside kick, and it looked like Oklahoma was going to get it. They overturned, giving K-State the ball. Here was the call from the Oklahoma side of things.
The kick by Berkich is out to the right, bounds at the 40 to the 35, touches somebody, bounds upfield, sprint for it, and
yes.
The Sooners have recovered! The Sooners have recovered! Did it touch a guy before it went 10 yards? That's the question. Oklahoma has recovered the ball at the Kansas State 37-yard line. There are no flags on the field.
All right, so it got overturned. So I want to go back to Greg Burks, the Big 12 coordinator for officials. He was on a teleconference earlier this week. He explains the call, and I think when you hear the explanation, you'll understand that the officials got this right.
I want to make clear that on this play, what replay can look at by rule is the timing of blocks by K, Oklahoma, and touching of the ball by K, Oklahoma. On this play, the ruling on the field was there was no touch and that the ball was recovered by Oklahoma. Replay then reviewed and ruled that Oklahoma touched the ball at 9 yards. They are not eligible to touch the ball until it's gone 10 yards. And so the ruling in after the review was to award the ball to Kansas State at the 44. I know there's been discussion about forced touching, but I want to clarify that if you don't have a touch ruled on the field, you obviously can't have forced touching. And even if you did, the question of forced touching is not something that falls under the replay review guidelines. So I'd be happy to take any questions. Generally, we don't talk about judgment, but after having this conversation with Rogers Redding, the national coordinator, I do not believe there was forced touching on this play. The rule book talks about engaged and blocked into. As officials, what we discussed is active and passive. If a player is actively involved in a block and is touched by the ball, that is not considered to be forced touching. The additional contact by the second Oklahoma player on this play, all of those things went together that had we ruled touching, I don't believe we would have had forced touching. But I want to reiterate, whether we would or wouldn't, that is not something that's reviewable. We can only review the touch.
All right, that's a great explanation. They get it right. K-State gets the victory. And really, Chris Klieman, an outstanding job. The message to his team, especially after they fell behind 10-0 and then 17-7, he really kept his team together and focused.
I told the guys we belong on the stage, and everybody in the locker room believed we had an opportunity to be successful if we just did what we did, attack one play at a time. Don't worry about the previous play. Don't worry about the next play. Play that play. Good things are going to happen. And then when adversity strikes, attack the adversity. And you couldn't have written a better script as far as time of possession, running the football, all those things to keep their offense on the sideline, because that's, as we both know, an unbelievable offense.
All right, let's go to TCU and Texas. 37-27 win for the Horned Frogs in those funky-looking uniforms with the red in there and the all-gray and the purple. When I saw them on their mannequins, I was like, I don't know. They're pretty sharp-looking. But the Longhorns lost a third straight game in Fort Worth for the first time since the 1940s. And the fifth win in six tries against Texas for the Horned Frogs. And that includes their first four-game win streak in this series since the 1930s. So this was a huge game, momentous occasion here. TCU's Big 12 leading defense stopped a rare three-game stretch without a takeaway. And you look at Sam Ehlinger, went 143 passes without an interception, the second-longest streak in Texas school history. That all changed in this game. Here's a mashup of the interceptions from Brian Estridge, the voice of TCU.
Ehlinger to throw it. Frogs twist up front. Dump it underneath. It's picked off here. Garrett Wallow comes up with a pick. At the 25, outside he comes. Stays on his feet. Down to the 20-yard line. To throw it, Ehlinger in the pocket with time. Sets and fires over the middle. And it is picked off again. Frogs step in front of it. As Ehlinger rolling to his right. Frogs in pursuit. Now he throws it underneath. And it is picked off again. Trey Merrick. There's a penalty marker down. Merrick has come up with this interception. Ehlinger in the pocket, flushed, rolling to his left. Hit as he lets go of it. It's picked again. Another interception for the Horned Frogs at midfield, and his Gaines gets that one, and that'll secure the victory.
All right, so Texas, we know their issues on defense, the worst pass defense, the injuries, and all that, but still a good performance from TCU freshman quarterback Max Duggan, who found Pro Wells early in the second for a 10-3 lead.
To throw the football is Duggan on play action with time in the pocket, middle of the field, throws in the end zone. It is caught for the score. Wow! That's Pro Wells. He's back. Pro Wells hauls it in. That's a 24-yard strike, Duggan.
I love that call. Ehlinger did hook up with Devin Duvernay, 47 yards. You know those guys are always going to find a way to make it happen. Ehlinger avoided the blitz this time. Here's Craig Way with the call.
Ehlinger from the gun, blitz look from the Frog. Shotgun snap back to Sam. Pressure coming. Fires deep downfield. Has Duvernay open. The catch, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Texas. Devin Duvernay ran under the ball and took it in. Duvernay, 7th. Touchdown of the season, a 47-yard strike.
Jalen Reagor had some great things to say about his quarterback after the game. Said this kid is going to be something special. He's going to be good. You can see it now. You can see little spurts of it now and then. They hooked up for a 45-yard score that broke a 20-20 tie.
Ball on the 45-yard line of Texas. First down and 10, 4:25 to play here. In this third, two receivers to the left, one to the right-hand side. Duggan to throw the football. Blitz comes to the edge. Duggan, deep ball. He's got a man open. Down, it's Raker. He catches it. Touchdown! Hit the horn! 44-yard strike. Duggan to Raker, who outruns everyone for the score.
And Coach Patterson said that was the turning point in this game.
You know, we got a lot of energy from Max in the offense. When we came back and went ahead 27-20, they really picked up the pace. And, you know, a team feeds off each other, and to watch out, they knew that they had a young quarterback and he scored points. It's always, for us, have an opportunity in this state to beat Texas is always a positive. But I'll tell you, their quarterback, Sam, is just a really good player. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for him and the job he does and how he ends himself.
And then after the game, Coach Herman, turnovers, defense on the field, too much, not a good recipe.
You're not going to win a game on the road turning it over four times, not scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And again, this is by far the best defense in our conference. They didn't do a whole lot of adjustments. They played better than us. We didn't put our guys in a great position early in the second half. And then I think we poked and prodded and found a little bit of rhythm there in the fourth quarter, but our defense had been put in too bad of a position and had been worn down at that point.
So many more highlights to get to, and we're only halfway through the weekend. Let's take a short break. Remember, if you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download your podcast, just search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. We'll come back. We'll look at Oklahoma State and Iowa State, plus that wild finish between Kansas and Texas Tech. That's coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Keeping me in line, playing our commercials, the one and only David Jordan, a.k.a. Big Perm. taking care of us. Welcome back. All right, let's get to the other two games from the weekend. It's just a wild, crazy, nutso weekend. Oklahoma State 34-27 over Iowa State. Freshman Spencer Sanders threw for 249 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And it snapped the Cyclones' three-game winning streak. Chuba Hubbard, 116 yards for the Cowboys. They used four big plays to end this skid. Here's one of them, Dave Hunziker on the call.
Cowboys at their own 35 from the shotgun. Sanders takes the ball, hands it off. Hubbard up the middle. First down and more to the 40, 45, and Hubbard on the loose. 40, 30, 25, 20. Good night, Vienna. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 65 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba did well. Spencer Sanders did well, as I mentioned. But the defense, the Pokes, forced three turnovers in the fourth quarter. Entering play ranked 123rd nationally in the turnover margin. That all changed really quick in one quarter.
Three wide left. Now Shaw goes in motion, lined up wide right. One back set, Purdy in the shotgun, third and four. He gets the ball. He throws quickly. It's intercepted by Malcolm Rodriguez. Right sideline to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Malcolm Rodriguez.
Coach Mike Gundy, happy the team just wasn't pistol firing themselves in their own foot this week.
The games that we have lost this year, we just took ourselves out of them. So I had hoped during the week that we could stress to them, just play the game and don't beat yourself. And that's really what happened. And interestingly, they beat themselves with a quarterback that's really, really good, you know. So our defense rose to the occasion in the end.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, he has been good this year. Just four interceptions all season going into that game. And then, like I said, three times in the fourth quarter. Here's Coach Campbell.
We never found a rhythm, you know, that we know what we look like when we're playing good football, and you never felt like we were really there, you know, close at times, just never could break through. And
then one of the crazier finishes of the season that I think you'll see. Kansas kicker Liam Jones not getting one but two opportunities to win the game. Nick McCann had blocked Jones' 40-yard field goal attempt. The ball landed in the hands of Douglas Coleman. He fumbled it away. Kansas gets another chance. Let me do this. Let's hear the blocked calls from both radio broadcasts because I think they're both really interesting to hear. So we'll start with Brian Haney on the Kansas call.
Good snap. The hold is there. The kick is on the way, and it's blocked again. Picked up by Tech at the 15-yard line. Tackle. Coleman wants to return. Coleman pitches it back. KU
Kansas
can get it.
Recover.
KU recovers with 2 seconds to go. There's still time on the clock. KU gets it back at the 14-yard line. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no doubt. Now let's hear from Brian Jensen on the Texas Tech call. This is great.
40-yard field goal try for Kansas to take the lead.
Oh, he blocked it.
Red Raiders block it, and it's picked up by Douglas Coleman, who's going to the far side of the 20. Hey, pitches it back. What was that? He pitched the football back to the Red Raider that couldn't come up with it, and it's recovered by Kansas with 1 second to play. Are you kidding me? All Douglas Coleman had to do was go to a knee, and Tech would have the football and a chance to go to overtime.
All right, so then now it becomes a 32-yard attempt. They actually gained yardage on it, Kansas did. They take a timeout. Texas Tech takes it. Finally, we got a chance now for the game-winning kick. Brian Haney again.
The Jayhawks trying to beat Texas Tech for the first time since 2001 and the second time ever. Good snap, good hold. Kick has plenty of leg, and it is good. Liam Jones comes through in the clutch, and the Jayhawks take down Texas Tech on homecoming 2019.
They were storming the field. They storm the field every win now. It's becoming like a regular occurrence there in Lawrence. So, unbelievable finish, 37-34, the Jayhawks over Texas Tech. And, you know, I think we'll stick with that theme because it is a good time now to transition right into our Making It Look Natural play of the week. Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game necessity. Drink it responsibly. Stephon Robinson, no receiver in all of FBS, has caught more touchdowns in their last three games than Robinson. He had six. And with his receptions of 65, 53, and 48 for the Jayhawks against Texas Tech, Robinson now owns three of the nine longest plays this season for the Jayhawks. So our making it look natural play comes on the shortest of his long plays, the 48-yard touchdown. KU quarterback Carter Stanley had a quick three-step drop. Texas linebacker Jordan Brooks was still coming at him over the middle. Carter slinged it over the hands of Brooks, hit Robinson in stride, and he had a Tech defensive back Adrian Fry all over him. Robinson did a great job of pulling it in and then turning on the burner.
Here comes Stanley, three-step drop over the middle. Got a man, could have a touchdown. It's Robinson, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks. Stephon Robinson from 48 yards out.
Stephon Robinson showing great hands, pull-away speed, making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer this football season. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, when we come back, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. He'll talk about this matchup coming up with the Wildcats and the Jayhawks, the Sunflower Showdown, and much, much more coming up from Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Third and 10 Cats at the Sooner 14-yard line, trailing in the game, 20-17 with 30 seconds to go, second period. Here come the Sooners. Thompson runs. He's at the 10, to the 5. Wildcat touchdown! Wildcat touchdown! Skylar Thompson from 14 yards away, and K-State has the lead with 23 seconds to go in the period.
Wyatt Thompson on the K-State Wildcat Network, 48-41 Wildcats win over then fifth-ranked Oklahoma. Wyatt, what does a win like this do for the program so early in Chris Klieman's tenure? I mean, just seven games in.
Great to be on with you again, Bill, and it's a great question. I guess what I would say is it's almost immeasurable because I think they are recruiting well and they have, you know, a good class going here. But when you knock off somebody like that, a team that's ranked in the top 10, has done so much over the years in terms of national titles and all of that, it's pretty hard to put your hands around it, what it can mean. It is just one game, certainly, but that was a big one, and I couldn't be more proud of the guys. They were awesome.
You know, most times, not all the time, but you see a game like this setting up for an upset, and the favorite team will usually come out after the half. They'll make some adjustments, hit the reset button, take control, whatever you want to call it. Quite the opposite, though. K-State goes field goal, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown to go up 41-23. That was just as, if not more impressive for me than even coming back from 10 down after the first 5-6 minutes of the game.
I would agree with that. And I think when you look at it, so many people have talked about this after the game, but you don't even think about it in this vein. Two thoughts here. K-State, after being down early, they went on a run of basically what amounted to 41-6 against that kind of team and scored on 8 straight possessions. That's not supposed to happen against teams that are ranked in the top 5 and vying for, you know, a playoff spot and all of those kind of things. But I think what happened was as K-State started to believe they were healthy enough to maybe put Oklahoma at some risk and some doubt offensively because they had really good balance offensively. I mean, right down to the yard, 213 rush, 213 pass, that's pretty good.
There's some people within athletics who say they don't believe in momentum, but I don't know. This was a game that it looked like as K-State, and you just mentioned, as they got the momentum, things just kept building and building.
Yeah, it's an interesting question and thought, too, because I've done so many interviews in the last several days, and I've even been asked this question that it's so hard to quantify. You know, did Oklahoma let up after jumping out on K-State early because they were such a big and heavy 23-point favorite? I don't know that I'm smart enough to know the answer to that, but if they did, I think K-State took advantage of it. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think this was just that K-State fought, and it was one of those days where maybe Oklahoma didn't play their best game. But certainly K-State played one of their best, if not their best, and it was good enough for sure.
There's three – by the way, we're speaking with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats. Pleasure, and thank you for joining us. There's three categories, statistical categories, that everyone talks about. Turnovers, third down conversions, time of possession. No turnovers for the Wildcats. They were 6 of 13 on third down conversions, and they held the ball for 38 minutes. They won all three of those statistical categories. And I think in order to do that, you've got to show great discipline to not want to get away from your game when being down and to play a clean football game. I mean, this is kind of a classic Coach Kleiman team, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I think you said a lot there. And, those numbers are good. And the fact that when you hold the ball that long, that offense for Oklahoma is on the sideline. They can't hurt you when they're standing over there. I know it's an obvious statement, but it's absolutely true. And I think with K-State, the bottom line, Bill, is pretty much this. K-State scored 6 touchdowns and 2 field goals and 8 opportunities in the red zone. And Oklahoma was forced on the day to kick 4 field goals. In my mind, that's your football game right there. If you want to boil all the water out of it, that's it right there.
Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. All right, let's look ahead now to the Sunflower Showdown. K-State has won 10. Is that the official name of it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, uh-huh.
K-State has won 10 in a row in this series, but this one is a battle of two different offenses. Wildcats, say a power run game. Kansas, since their change in offensive coordinator, have put up 500 yards of offense in 2 games in a row. Last time they've done that since the Orange Bowl season of 07.
Yeah.
So this week is one of the more intriguing games in this rivalry in quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Probably in excess of a decade, I think, is probably accurate and fair. They've done a really nice job with Coach Miles, and I think everybody thought that they would get better fairly quickly. I think it's all about, culture and toughness and belief and all of those kind of things. And much like Coach Kleiman here, I think Les would be the first to say, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think he would tell you that he inherited some guys that have been around there a while, and that's made the job easier is maybe the wrong way to say it, but I think there's some fairness to that. I mean, Coach Kleiman has talked here about how fortunate he is to inherit a Skylar Thompson and a Denzel Goolsby and Trey Deshaun and those types of guys. And over there, it's, Mike Lee, Carter Stanley, Bryce Tornaden, those kind of guys. So there are some similarities there, regardless if there are not a whole lot of similarities in terms of style of play.
What's your sense around the state, around Kansas, just about Big 12 football? Not only K-State, but Kansas as well, just from fans and what you're hearing, especially leading up to this rivalry game?
Well, I think the fans in this state, I think, love their teams and Big 12 football. It's exciting. It's so fun to watch. I mean, go back to last weekend. I mean, everybody's talking about K-State beating Oklahoma, but here's another thought. Did you think TCU at home was going to beat Texas? Did you think Oklahoma State would win at Ames? And I think that's my point, that the league is fun, and it's fun to follow. And with these two new coaches here, it's even upped more the excitement level and the recruiting and all of those kind of things. So it puts even more spotlight on what usually is a pretty fun day.
Jordan Brown is back in the backfield. He was back for the OU game after missing a couple of games. How important is that for K-State and their run game moving forward?
Well, paramount, and not just because of the run game, but because he's the best player K-State has that lines up in that backfield in terms of catching the football on swing passes and getting into the open. They even put him in the slot the other day, and he caught an out route on the sideline. He's very, very gifted, has really, really good hands, and has adapted to this style of offense exceptionally well. When you put him and James Gilbert in there as your two guys and then Harry Trotter as your third guy, I think that's pretty good. And all of those guys have flourished. They're all veteran guys, but first year in this program, and they've all done very well.
Wyatt, one more question. It'll be open-ended. K-State will win if?
Well, I think run the ball first, because if you look at Kansas, I think their defense is a little bit beaten up, and they are giving up some run yards, and they're last in the league in defense in terms of yards per game. So I think it starts there. But you have to do both. You have to run and throw. But I think it starts. Can K-State continue the momentum that they got last week running the ball against Oklahoma? To me, that's the biggest thing. And then the obvious one, too, is you better be able to slow Puka Williams down a little bit, Parchment down a little bit, Stephon Robinson down some. If you don't, it could be a long day. So those are the two things that you really want to watch right out of the gate.
I lied. I meant to ask you about this, and then I'll let you go, I promise. After coming off such an emotional win against Oklahoma, is there fear of a letdown? Or in just your experience and what you've seen, what's the best way to kind of overcome not having that letdown after such a big emotional win?
Wow, that is a hard one, because I don't think the coaches have a problem with turning the page and moving on. It's probably a little harder for the young guys walking around campus and everybody tapping them on the back and telling them how good they are when you beat Oklahoma. And I just think that's the story of the week in so many ways. Does K-State turn the page and get where they need to be mentally and physically in preparation for the next big game? I think, in all honesty, the fact that it's Kansas probably helps with that, because it's I can't even describe to you how important this game is to our fan base. It means everything to them. They loved beating Oklahoma, don't get me wrong, but they want to beat Kansas. Trust me on that.
That's great stuff. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And we'll have more after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change, because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I am Bill Pollack. Big 12 This Week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights starting at 7 Eastern and Friday 11 Eastern on channel 375. So I did a little bit of homework today because this kind of hit me a couple of weeks ago. When I was looking at the rankings, it would seem like we'd have a team from the Big 12 that would debut in the top 25, and then they would lose that next week. And I thought, is that just my perception, or is that really going on? So I went back and I looked, and I think I got this right. I went through all the rankings. But going back to when the Week 4 rankings came out, TCU got to 2-0. They debuted at number 25, and then they lost their next game to SMU 41-38. The following week, Week 5 rankings came out. K-State got to 3-0. They debuted at number 24, and they lost to Oklahoma State, and then they were back out. With that win over K-State, when the Week 6 rankings came out, OSU was now 4-1. They were at number 21. They lost to Texas Tech. So as I'm going through this, I'm like, this is true. It's happening all the time. Well, one difference, Week 7, Baylor got to 5-0, and then they debuted at number 22. They won, but they needed overtime to beat Texas Tech. You'll remember that game. So now you go to the Week 9 rankings. Iowa State, they got to 5-2 in the standings. They were back in at number 23 and then lost to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State has played, spoiler, twice. So now Week 10 rankings. Kansas State back in with their 5-2 record. They're at number 22. What will happen to them? So Baylor's been the only team that's been able to get into the top 25 and then stay there without getting knocked out the next week. So I thought that was kind of an interesting stat. I saw this from Scott Bell at DallasNews.com. He kind of lays things out here. Baylor has a two-loss cushion against the two teams tied for third place. And even though the Sooners now have a loss, they still have the second-best record in the Big 12. And they already have head-to-head wins over Texas, one of the two schools that are tied for third with a 3-2 record. You following that? So in other words, right now, Baylor and Oklahoma in pretty decent shape. The other school, Iowa State, is Oklahoma's next opponent. And then the Sooners get to play the Cyclones at home, and they'll do that after a bye week. So Scott Bell from DallasNews.com kind of laying out how the Big 12 standings look. And you know, look, Oklahoma dropped from 5 to 10. Baylor moved up from 14 to 12. And then, like I mentioned, K-State. I mean, it's a tough scenario right now for the Big 12 to make the college football playoff when you look at Oklahoma at 10 and you know, Baylor still at 12. But listen, Baylor's got five games left, some with four conference games. I mean, a lot can happen. A lot can happen in the next 4 to 5 weeks. But it was a tough week, a great win for Kansas State, but for Oklahoma and the Big 12 shot of getting into the college football playoff, that certainly took a major hit. All right, so the first game actually coming up Thursday on Halloween. I think it's the only game going on. West Virginia at Baylor, as we mentioned. Baylor leads this series 5-2. West Virginia head coach Neil Brown talked about Baylor quarterback Charlie Brewer, a lot of respect for him and the family and Brewer's running ability.
I think the team really plays to his personality and hurts you with his legs and his arms. I've known him for a long time and tracked him really since he was young, going back to probably in elementary school. But his brother played for us at Texas Tech, Michael. Just a well-rounded offense, and they're playing at a high level. Called just a bunch of run plays for him. He's a guy that scrambles and takes advantage of broken plays, different from Hurts and Ellinger and Purdy, because those teams call running plays for their quarterbacks. Baylor may do it here and there, but most of the time when he runs the football, it's broken plays. He does a great job extending them. Well, I think he's a kid that's really probably had some pressure on him since he started playing. You know, he went in and started playing as a true freshman, and took some lumps during that early in that I think in the season they won one game. Then you could see him progress. He missed some time last year, and they were a completely different team when he didn't play. But you could see him getting better, and this year he's played at a really high level, and he's played at a high level in some of their biggest games.
I watched some of Brown's press conference. I didn't fact-check him, but I'm pretty sure he had the stats right. But last three games, Baylor's defense, 13 sacks and 29 tackles for loss. And Brown said that, you know, Baylor's been ahead in so many of these games that they've been able to go after the quarterback a little bit more. And then he also mentioned 8 blocked kicks in the last 11 games. I thought those are pretty good nuggets of information. Now, while West Virginia has struggled here in Brown's first year, he's still excited. He's still upbeat about the future of his offense.
You know, people sometimes wonder, you know, why you come in here and you're in a good mood. We lost 3 games in a row, or you get our tail kicked pretty good. I mean, offensively, I think the future is really bright for us. You know, I think that if you look at, I think we've started as many as 6. I'm not calling them. I'm not using the F word anymore. Okay, so we've got a lot of people that are playing for the first time, but you know. I think there's a lot of hope. You know, I think Sam James is a guy I'm excited about. Didn't play very well against Oklahoma, but I'm excited about his future. Bryce Wheaton is starting to come along for him. Ollie Jennings is going to be a really good player. Winston Wright is going to be a really good player. You know, the freshman, or I use the word again. I got to quit using that. But not the F word some of y'all were thinking about, okay?
In those 3 straight losses, West Virginia's been outscored 132-59. Austin Kendall has struggled with turnovers. He's thrown 7 interceptions so far. And he may struggle with that again against Baylor, who's number 1 in the Big 12 with a +6 turnover margin. So we'll keep an eye on that little Halloween action. I'll have my fun-sized Snickers watching that game. All right, and then on Saturday, of course, we've talked about K-State and Kansas. That is at on 2:30 at FS1. You'll find that. And then TCU at Oklahoma State on ESPN at 2:30. Calling TCU one of the best front 6, front 7. That is what Mike Gundy has said about that. They've got some NFL talent in that defensive backfield. Gundy is offensive-minded, Patterson defensive-minded. They've coached against each other a long time. Here's Gundy on that that rivalry.
I know him pretty well. You know, he's gone back to his traditional style now in that he experimented with a little 3 down last year. It might have been because of injuries. Obviously, he and I don't have football conversations. We have a lot of good conversations because we get along real well. But he's gone back to what I think he believes in his 4 down, his quarters coverage. He wants to play man. I'm sure he knows that they're really good inside and that backer can run and make a lot of plays. And so we have a good feel, and he knows us. I don't think there's any secrets there. We know each other very well. I have a lot of respect for him as a football coach. I don't know that there's anybody in the country that has a better defensive mind than him. Maybe there's other guys out there just as good, but when it comes to being a defensive coach, he's as good as anybody in the country. The one issue that you see on tape with them is they don't miss tackles. I searched for missed tackles. I don't see a lot of missed tackles. They get guys down in space. And in my opinion, that's why they're playing well. They've been extremely good against the rush, which is traditional for them. So, as I said earlier, we'll have to really have a good plan and work hard.
TCU is 2-2 in the Big 12. Oklahoma State 2-3 going into that game on Saturday. You can listen to Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. So get the app and check me out every week, why don't you? All right, quick break. We'll be back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and... And if you've got cut-rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here's a couple of interesting stats. Baylor, one of nine teams nationally to remain undefeated. They've got a nine-game win streak dating back to last season. That's tied for fifth in SBS. And K-State, the only team in the nation this season that has not allowed a fourth down conversion. How about that? We'll wrap things up next. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week, and I appreciate you joining. Hey, next week we're going to be able to talk some basketball. Men's basketball tips off. There's, one, two, three, what do we got, seven games or so, including the big Kansas at Duke at Madison Square Garden. On the women's side, TCU, Oklahoma State get started, along with Baylor. Kim Mulkey starting her 20th season, coming off a national championship. So we'll have some hoops to start talking about. That's good. And, of course, we'll recap the three games from this weekend and look ahead. Things are getting interesting in the Big 12. So I want to thank David Jordan for running the board for me. Always a big help. I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate you having me with you every week. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.